Life Wednesdays. It's your boy of the rock, and we have Coach Jackson Bozarth here with us, and we're gonna get real on Real Life Wednesday.
We only keep it real.
That's right. Missed last Wednesday, but you know, it was the day before Thanksgiving, so sometimes work and life got in the way. That's real life for you. But we're here today, and we got a really interesting topic we're gonna talk about. But before we do dive into that, go listen to our last episode. We talked about some pretty interesting things. Places to pee that's not in the toilet. One of the best discussions we've had here.
Bro, hilarious.
Also, if you guys are on Spotify, go check out their like 2020 review or whatever. They do it every year. And, you know, we want to see that. You know, when we listen to podcasts, it was 2 inches deep. Because a few people had it.
And we respect that. And we love that for people who did that.
That's right. Thank you for the support. And we're going to keep running great content. And today, we're going to talk about, and to put it in lighter terms, like self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly it's like,
this can get a little raunchy.
It's like grooming. Yeah, grooming, male grooming, pretty much, because we don't really know like how females do it. We're not females here. For us, the males listening and to the females listening, you listen up to see how we tackle on issues. But for the males here, I think some of us can relate.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think the first topic, we should start off strong.
Yeah.
Shaving the ball sack.
Oh, okay. We're going real deep immediately.
By self-care, I mean like taking care of like how you look.
Yeah, no, I was thinking we were going to do like a warm-up with like haircut, eyebrows.
No, that's later. We can talk about that later on, but I think we want to hear about the ball sack.
The ball sack first.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So now let's do this. So I'll give you my technique.
Sure, sure. So I think we should all say that, and if you say no, I'm going to be really upset with this, but like you should start with the fupa first, right? Like you kind of get that
going first. Because you have to like warm yourself up, because the balls is like the grand finale where like, yeah, I might nick myself. Mm-hmm. So the fupa is like, yeah, I'm getting used to that movement and whatever.
Well, do you, I use a for that. What was it called? Like electric razor?
Yeah, they call it razor, but like,
when I think of razor, I think of shaving, like an actual,
or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but so let's just say electric razor. I have to use, I don't fucking use my,
I mean, I don't, I only use it if it's that fucking long, but if the hairs are short, like, I keep my shit up to camp, so I just,
well, see, that's the thing, though. See, that's where we disagree, is in the fact of I'm on a bi-weekly schedule.
Bi-weekly, okay.
For you know what I mean? Because it's like, who am I trying to prove right now?
I understand your situation. Single.
Okay. Guy. Over here has fucking vagina for like the first time in his life, and then wants to, you understand my situation. Okay, buddy, we get it. You're having sex.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said. I get it. You're single. I'm having sex. You're not. Who said I was?
Listen,
sex?
I remember when I was single, and I'd be like, times like, oh, there's a party coming up. Better shave.
Yeah.
You never know.
If you're in a social gathering, always play it safe.
Exactly.
Always play it safe. However, I have heard from women that like the two shaved is, it's kind of like a turnoff run.
Yeah, so they don't want to see like baby dick syndrome, where it's like, not like you have a small dick, but like there's no, I mean, hair down
there's
there.
There's no wrong with having a small dick.
There isn't. 2 inches is plenty of, from what I've heard. But like they don't want to see no hair like at all. Like some girls like where it's just the shaft, no hair.
Yeah.
And a little bit no hair around it, but like it's a little like little zero fade.
So zero fade is a really good term for it, because if, here's my thing. If I know I have something on Friday, I'm probably going to go with like a Tuesday shave. Tuesday, Thursday shave.
Girl, just tiny
Tuesday, Wednesday shave. You know what I mean? To give it a little bit of, you know, flavor to it, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't want to do a Friday, you know, morning and then go out Friday night with fucking porn star dick.
Well, also like if you don't do it right, and I'll explain later, there's multiple ways to do it, but like, you don't want to get those like red bumps and shit, because like you don't know how to shave right.
See, that's the thing. That's why I don't use my razor on my fupa.
See?
One time I did. Here's my thing. Freshman year, thought I was going to get a handy.
Rookie mistakes.
No. Listen. Thought I was going to get a handy as a freshman. You know that feeling. It's like a freshman. Like you're like,
yeah, bro.
Tonight might be tonight.
No, when did you start like shaving and shit?
Freshman year, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was like 8th grade maybe for me.
I had the opportunity in 8th grade, but you know, I wasn't getting no play in 8th grade.
Right. I thought I was gonna at some point, so I was like,
play safe. Dude, a French kiss in 8th grade went a long way for me. You know what I mean?
Sure did.
So, freshman year, I was like, tonight might be the night. You know, yeah, like all freshmen like carry a fucking first Jimmy, party. A condom in their wallet just in case. He's like,
well, your dad be like, hey man, you're in high school now.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a big leagues.
So you know, I'm carrying a fucking condom in my thing, and I'm like, this might be the night. And this was like the first time going through, and I didn't have an electric razor. And my mom, prior to me, like, had like taught me how to shave my face because I was growing like a little peach fuzz my freshman year, but not enough to actually shave. Like, I had literally one hair. She's like, it's time to shave.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, which is ironic now because I have a fucking full flex beard. But freshman year, I had like one little thing, and then I couldn't grow facial hair to my senior year. And it was, even my senior year was really patchy. Anyways, that's besides the point. So I was like, I have one lesson on shaving. I feel like I'm going to have to actually do the thing on my fupa.
Yeah.
So I put fucking gel. Like, not gel, but like the shaving gel.
Yeah.
Shaving cream.
Yeah.
On my fupa.
Yeah.
Worst mistake of my entire
life. Really?
Worst mistake.
What was the brand?
Razor bumps all over the place.
Brand?
Gillette.
That's where you went wrong, see? You have to use, like, you think you have to use this fancy ass shit. Like, Gillette's for your face, right?
Yeah.
So.
What do you use on your face?
I bought this, like, Harry's.
It's called yep.
It's like really fancy. It smells really good. It's like Harry's, like shaved.
Yeah, it has like that eucalyptus kind of like.
Yeah, it's my favorite minty smell.
Yes.
And it makes your face feel great. But I haven't shaved in a minute. Like, I shaved my neck beard, but.
Dude, I haven't had a clean face for 6 months. And I wonder, like, you know that feeling though when you first shave and it's like that crisp, like mint flavor? It's almost like putting a fucking mint piece of gum in your mouth. But it's like, you can just feel like the cool breeze on your face.
Yeah.
Top five feeling.
Well, listen, so the method here is. Some people do it in a shower, and I've never done that.
That's exactly where I did it my first time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I've never done that. I'll be honest with you. So, if I'm doing the electric razor, I do it over the toilet.
Yep, same here. Yep. And I like seeing, like, how much hair goes in there. I don't know why. It's so aesthetically pleasing for me.
And then I do the razor, and I shave that shit, and yeah, I use my sink, you know. Just splash the water on so all the hair goes down the drain. But I use Barbasol shave gel. It's really, like, foamy.
Yeah.
And dude, I just get it all in there, in the gooch, the ball sack, just fucking, it's all in there.
Yeah.
And then you use hella hot water.
Yikes.
Pretty much, bro, and just like just gently, bro. You don't want to press. You let the razor do the work.
Yeah, that's the thing. For the ball sack, I have the razor do the work. I don't put anything on my ball sack, though.
I do, bro. It helps because you can also like see where you shaved and where you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it just like helps like, kind of soothe the skin.
If we're gonna get personal here, I'm just gonna tell you that I have two different types of hair on my balls, like on my genitalia area. So it's like I have the fupa hair, and then like I just have like weird string beans of hair on my balls. Not gonna lie. So if anyone
string beans?
Well, I want to say like string beans, but like they're just like weird hairs. You know what I mean? They're not like. It's just a different type of hair that goes on my fupa than it does on my balls.
I think I understand where you're coming from. It's like softer.
Well, yeah, and it's just like. It's not as dark, like it's just a weird.
Yeah, no, I feel that. No, but like I'll also tell you this, man. When you shave down there, how far do you go? So, does it stop at the balls or does it go further?
Oh, I go further
because I go down to where like my ass cheeks kind of meet.
Yep.
And I kind of try to get as the much gooch. As I can. No, so the gooch as well, but I get my ass cheeks. When you sit down, you get a little ass cheeks like on there.
Yeah.
So like the just you know when you're just, like.
See that technique is dangerous head. Though. That's dangerous.
No, but I do that. You gotta pop a squat and just gotta get in there.
Yeah, you gotta get. See, here's the thing though. It's another secret that I have. I have a separate designated razor for my balls because I'm not gonna put that shit on my face.
So I use it on my face first, and then that one like I'll save this one when I'm doing my balls.
And then do you dispose of the razor, or do you just go right back to it?
No, you dispose of it.
Oh,
But I do, in secret, I shave that razor. I clean it off really good. I save it for the next day just in case we need to make adjustments.
Like that, because the great ones do
adjust. You never know. You never know.
And it's usually, here's my thing. I'm not waking up and shaving. I'm going at night when I'm taking my night shower.
Yes.
And I'm doing it at night. Like, I'm not waking up.
You have to also take a shower after. You can't just shave and not take
a shower. Amen. Thank you. You're a dirty bastard if you fucking take a shower and then shave and then go to bed.
Right.
You dirty scumbag.
Who are you? Yeah. Or you can't just shave. Like, I do it in the morning usually. So the sunlight's, you know, there. But, like, you have to take a shower after, you know what I'm saying? To get all the hairs, strangling hairs, like, you know, get your hand in between your ass cheeks and shit.
Yep. And that's my thing, bro, is, actually, I don't know where I was going with this.
Well, like, I need to try, like, shaving in a shower, because I've learned that girls shave their legs in the shower and all that.
Yeah.
I guess it's like something with the water. But like, I saw some guy said that the best way to shave your genitalia.
Is this on TikTok?
Yeah. He said run it under.
What's your For You page like? Because, I mean, you tell me some weird shit that.
Bro, honestly, a lot of random shit pops up, but it's been like mostly relationship stuff that like.
Yeah. Kind of stupid. Easier sad play. I understand.
Yeah. Because the phone hears what you're talking about, whatever, and it sees your text, so. But listen, he said that you run your shit under, turn on the hot water, hottest as it can get, and run your shit under there for like, till your shit's numb, he said.
Wow.
And then he's just like, and then you put shampoo on it and it shaves like butter. He's like, no nicks.
That's
I don't know if I tried that because I hate hot water like that.
There's like very bad pains a man can go through in their life. Getting kicked in the balls. Nicking your balls, top five one worst pains in my life.
So
it just wakes you up real good.
Nah, plus especially when it bleeds, bro, because it doesn't stop bleeding.
Yeah.
But like today I used a razor and I did a little more than usual because it's been No Shave November, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
Really. I went a little bit into the thigh region, just around, you know what I'm saying, just to see what we could do there, you know? And I used the electric razor and I kind of cut myself with it.
Yeah.
Like there's some scarring, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, dude, I have scars on my balls. That's a story though, if you know what I mean.
Right. I mean, it just kind of sucks. But, and do you put anything on after? Like, sometimes I do, like, baby powder.
Yes. Yep, have to.
Right. I mean, it depends how the shower went, you know.
Here's the thing. I've been talking a lot about my balls. You haven't said one thing about your balls since upsetting me.
I think I've been talking about my balls the whole time.
No, I've said some secrets about my balls, about my string bean hairs and everything like that. I kind of want to get into it. Like,
so your balls. All right, I got a secret for everyone. Sorry, girlfriend. She knows.
Well, I hope so. Because you've been having all this sex that you've been fucking talking about. Because you get it, my situation, I don't have sex.
No, that's not what I said.
No, I mean, that's what you implied.
So I used to always think, like, damn, like, my left side always hangs lower. Like, it should, right?
Your left nut?
Yeah, but I got, like, two left nuts and then one right one. So I got, like, three balls
almost. You got three balls?
So it's not
actually.
You're feeling them right now with your feet, face ass. No, but it sounds like three balls, bro. It's like. So this thing, it's like a cyst, they said. No, I got ultrasound for this. They're like, it's a cyst. And this was during my senior year, and it was like wrestling season coming up. And they're like, do you want to take it out? And I was like, no, I'll probably be out of commission for a while.
Right.
They're like, yeah, you will be. I was like, no, I'll just leave it in there. Like, it's not harming you. It's not hurting you, so you're good. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like bigger than the ball, the testicle, but it's like soft.
Dude,
like,
you got to show me your balls.
No, I'm not showing you my balls. You weird.
Hey, you want to talk about? You gotta show me your balls. If you want to talk about fucking secrets, I'll tell you my ball secret. After you gotta show me your ball. I gotta see this, bro.
I'm not showing you right now.
How can we be best friends? And I haven't seen your third ball.
No, but that has just looked like you're one, two, three. Like, I don't know.
Dude, how are we best friends? And you're not.
I'm gonna tell you a story about that. I wanted to go get it removed, like while coronavirus was going on, and I went to, and this is when I was like.
It's not the only thing you want to get.
Uncircumcised legend.
Now you're coming out with it.
I'm not ashamed of it though.
But this is the first time you said that you're.
Oh, I thought I mentioned uncircumcised legend before.
You might have. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's how we do. We keep all natural. But what's it called?
Adds extra 2 inches.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So I went to the doctor and. This is when they were testing us for corona and everything. She's like, stay in your house, blah, blah, blah. But they scheduled it like 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, might as well go in. She's like, what are you doing? Like, test results haven't come back. You might have COVID, this and that. Like, you're spreading the virus. You're the reason people are getting fucking sick. Yeah. Like, she was bitching at me. And I was like, I just wanted to make sure everything's good with my balls.
My balls.
And then she was like,
hot.
Fine. Like, let me feel him. So she's like, oh, like, shit, this is big.
Wow. You're like, damn right it is.
No, and I was like, see, I'm concerned about. She's like, yeah. She's like, maybe you should go get an ultrasound. And I was like, I already did.
Is she like talking to you about this while her hand is in your pant?
Like while she's feeling it. I was like, you feel it? She's like, yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, I feel real good.
No, and then I tried to go get the ultrasound.
Did you feel it? You like that?
You're stupid.
Stop talking dirty. Oh my God, bro, you're gonna get so much trouble for this.
Nah, but like, it doesn't bother me now. Like, you know, it's.
Here's my thing. I think I'd rather have a third ball than a one ball because I've seen someone with a one ball.
You
and
have.
Let me tell you, yeah, dude. Like one day I was like friends with this guy, played lacrosse with them. So
weird, but you get sus that you're friends with this guy.
Like, well, yeah. So I was friends with my uncle. Mm. Really, anyways, And he's like, you want to know a secret about me? And I was like, what? And he's like, one ball. And I was like, what do you mean one ball? He's like, one ball sack. That's all I have. And then he whipped it out. So that's what I'm saying. It's like,
you were impressed.
Well, I mean, fuck yeah, I was impressed with one ball. Like, how do you... he said, bro, and I quote, which I think might have been a little cap. I mean, I was eighth grade. I was pretty gullible.
Okay.
However, he said something along the lines of, yeah, when I was born, it was around my neck.
Oh.
Like, how can your ball sack be around your neck, though? Like, he must have came out with some fucking heat.
On yeah, well, some kids do have big balls.
Oh, I'm just... I mean... Anyways, I'll tell you my secret about my balls. I have like a birthmark on my nutsack.
That's hot.
That's what I think too. I think it adds a little.
It's kind of hot, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we're just getting a little personal about that. However, okay, I do think it is imperative. Let's just talk. This is our first topic of the day, but
it's already off to a hot start.
I do think it is imperative to take care of yourself as a man, and you do need to shave down there. One thing I can say though, as a man, I don't find it unattractive if a girl has a little, you know, stubble on her thing.
I honestly find,
like, you know, when you're cool. Like, you know when you're going down and you're like, tonight's the night, like, I'm gonna go downtown, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm gonna pull up some three and go downtown on her. Well, and then they go, well, I don't want it. I didn't shave. You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't shave. Those words don't are care. So fucking, like, it's like, watch your mouth. I got this.
Don't care, yeah.
And then they're like, no. And then it's like, secretly they want it, though. You know what I mean? Give me a 2-2.
They close their leg.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm just like, come on. I don't mind it. However, if I get a tongue, or if I get a little hair in my tongue.
See, that's not a problem.
I'm not. No. I'm talking about more than once.
Okay.
It's happened like in one sitting.
Okay.
Then it might be a little bit of time. It's like, hey, listen.
Oh, well, if it's that
I'm
long.
I'm taking care of myself.
Uh huh.
Can you take care of yourself?
Right. Well, this is also the problem. I don't know if. I don't know, but like, I've not had a beard when I've been engaging in oral intercourse, but when that stubble rubs against and stuff, like, she has notified me that it does get itchy because it rubs and all that. And, like, you know, I get it.
Yeah. Even kissing, like, with a girl, like, I've been told, hey, like, you're kind of cutting my face.
One thing was, like, my mustache would kind of grow over my, like, lip a little bit. Just a little bit, but she was, like, and she, like, got, like, her lip was, like, almost cut from it.
Yeah.
Because we're making out, and she was, like, yeah, you need to shave that.
Making out. Congrats, bro.
Just, oh, my God. Everything's fucking, like, I'm flexing.
You're the one talking about your sex life, not me.
I was just saying, Megan, she's like, I don't know, it's like almost have chapped lips because of it, like cuts. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Before that conversation comes back up, we can talk about it
before later. You say that, though, I have a question. So, No Shave November, right?
Yeah.
I kind of made me realize, because I don't know, I mean, I've been thinking about it, like, because I wake up in the morning, sometimes I sleep with a shirt on when I'm tired or whatever. Yeah. No, I usually sleep in just my chonies or my underwear. But, you know, other night I fell asleep with my shirt on, and I took it off in the morning, and all, like, my chest hair and belly hair was, like, static, like, up.
Really?
And I was like, And I was like, should I shave this off?
Oh, I did already.
No, I fucking know, but I'm thinking I should.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, good. I'm going to do it, like, Friday or Saturday.
See, that's the thing for me. Like, I've never wanted to have chest hair. Never wanted to have it.
I don't mind the chest hair, like, you know, I think it's a look.
Yeah, it's the look if, like, you're a 40-year-old dad and then you wear a fucking, you know, a polo and you unbutton, like, the top three buttons and then you just have that little, you know, chest hair. I've never been that guy.
My chest hair's not like that, though. Like, my chest hair's, like, straight. Like, people have, like, curly-ass chest hair. My chest is, like, fucking just straight.
Mine's straight, too, but I just don't like it. That's the thing. I'm not saying it looks bad because as I've gotten older, I kind of just matured and I'm like, all right, fuck it, it is what it is. But it's, like, also... I just don't, it's not a thing that I want. The good thing I can say about this is although I do have chest hair, it's not overbearingly bad because you know those guys that have like a bad chest hair?
Where it's like their chest is black and
yeah, you're like,
they're Caucasian and chest is black. You're like, damn, that's a lot of hair.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nah, bro, like, what was I going to say? Something about shaving your chest hair, but.
What I do want to say is I don't know what God was doing when he created me because I have blonde hair, I have like an autumn beard. Would you say autumn? Like, it's like an assortment. Yeah. It's like an assortment, yeah, honestly.
It's for sure fall color.
It's an assortment of fucking colors because it's like, it's not red, but it's not blonde, but it's also not dark. And then I have dark chest hair and dark pubes. So I don't know what he was thinking. He just wanted to add, you know, an eccentric.
Just a little flavor, yeah, a little flavor of everything. You know what
I mean? But it's just, it's weird. Because as I've gotten older, my hair has gotten progressively darker, which is weird.
No, that's how it's going to be.
Because my dad used to be blonde too, but, you know, I don't think my dad has blonde hair at all. It's like dark. It's like
grayish, yeah, it's turning gray.
I mean, he's gray, he's old.
But, what was I going to say? Well, I'm gonna say this because my girlfriend brought. Because I asked her, I was like, should I shave my chest hair? She was like, yeah, I don't care. Like, whatever you want to do. But she's like, but can we shave your ass?
Oh, I've had my ex-girlfriend shave my ass. Ex-girlfriend, she shaved it, and she fucking had a hell of a time doing it, which really? Was like oddly weird.
Really?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't want her to say ill, but I wasn't expecting her to be like, hey, can we do it again? You know no, what I mean? That, I thought it was like a one-time thing, but. Didn't turn into a one-time thing.
Let me ask you this. So since you brought up that girlfriend shaving her ass, would you shave for your girlfriend if she asked you to shave like something?
Yeah, because I'd get in there deep.
I feel like it's less weird because, like, man, I don't know. Because girls get down and do the nasty too, but guys get down and do the nasty. Like, you know, we could fucking eat ass if we had to, you know?
That's a no-go for me, but I'll eat pink.
You're boring. But
I like medium rare, but not rare, if you know what I mean. Like,
well done, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Or, yeah, well done.
Yeah, overcooked, whatever. but, like, she asked me to shave her, like, ass or some shit, ass cheeks. No problem, honey.
Oh, she already asked you?
No. Oh. I said if.
Okay.
Or even if, you know, get down there. But, like, girls wax and shit, so girls will do it with other girls. Like, yeah, there's no problem. Like, I'm not going to ask you to shave my ball sack for me. All the time. You know,
I wouldn't be ashamed of asking a girl to shave my ballsack.
I'm talking about one time a
that
she guy.
Me, it's like you're fired. Oh, I would. I would shave your ballsack if you asked me to. I was thinking about it today. I was like, if you like literally asked me to, if you're like, look, bro.
My hand hurts.
No. My hand's broken. Yeah. Or like there's a scene that I'm going to post for our picture today of like a guy who's like about to lose his virginity and you didn't know what you're doing. I'd for sure take one for the team. We wouldn't talk about it openly like this, but I'd shave it for you. That's what
I appreciate that, do. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
You break both your hands, are you going to have, and you still want to get it in, you can have fucking hairy ballsack?
Fuck that.
I don't think so. Your girl doesn't want to do it. Who has to do it?
Right.
I'm next in line.
Well, if she doesn't want to do it, she should deal with the consequences, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, some girls are pretentious. I don't know.
I guess so. But one more thing about that is, God. Damn, I keep losing my train of thought because I'm thinking like balls and shit.
No, I mean, I think you're a little ball sacked out a little bit.
Maybe. I mean,
we don't have to talk about.
We're talking
about.
Like, this is like one more thing.
Minute segment on ball sacks and like.
No, damn near, bro. But we're talking about shaving the shaft. I was going to say something.
The shaft? Yikes. Your hair grows that way?
Bro, it's on the base. As you have a head on the base?
No.
Yikes, man. You got a hairy cock and shit?
Yeah, not.
No. Oh, yeah. Your dick has to be hard, bro.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Are you serious?
Are you fucking serious?
I'm so serious.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm not saying the whole
bro,
time.
I thought you were joking when you said no way.
Like, not the whole time, but like, when I'm like, okay, now.
So, do you have to like.
No, so I shave as much as I can, and now, like, I gotta make sure I did everything right. So, I get erect, and I'm like, looking around now. I'm like, okay, it looks good. And then I shave off.
So, you just get erect, look at a picture, and you're like, okay, I'm ready now. Shaving time. I'm not even gonna worry about my fucking hard ass penis right now. I'm not gonna like beat off or anything like that. I just need to shave.
Yes.
Oh my God, no. I've never done that. Oh my
gosh, I don't know how you do that.
Never done that shit before.
You gotta make sure, man. You can't get this little string.
Your fucking joke, though. That is absolutely hilarious.
No, I haven't. Okay, so let's just get off the topic of balls. Unless you
dude,
have
I know, like, I know our name is 2 inches deep, but I don't want to talk about any more penis today.
I mean, people have.
Unless it happens, listening. I mean.
Yeah. But when was the first time you remember, like, shaving or, like, fake shaving? Because I remember taking my dad's toothbrush, which he never fucking used.
A toothbrush?
Yeah. And then put shaving cream on my face, and I'd shave it off with a toothbrush when I was, like, 6 years old.
What the fuck? What kind of fucking toothbrush is he putting in his mouth?
Dude, I don't know. It was the one with, like, the plastic ripples in it. But he never brushed his teeth. He used the Listerine, and he called that shit, you know, oral care or whatever.
Ooh, you know, so I said earlier that the first time I shaved was my freshman year, and then I didn't progressively shave until my senior year. But my senior year, I could go a week, and because in high school, my high school had we had to shave.
Yeah.
Down there, no, I'm kidding. The priest would come and look and be like, come on, little boy, let me, no, I'm kidding.
Slap your cock and shit.
Yeah. Ooh, a little too hairy for my taste. Not that. But So I progressively started shaving as a senior, and then when I got into college, I started growing more facial hair. And then it wasn't until last year that I really started to try to grow a beard. And it's been a tough time. Now I have a full flex beard. The thing about my facial hair, though, is that my mustache just, like, doesn't want to... Like, I feel like I've hit my peak at mustache, and that's okay with me. It's enough where, like, I don't have that weird look where I don't have a mustache at all, but it's there. But I've always been curious because I get, like, really upset when people shave incorrectly. I was always taught shave down and never up.
Something like that, yeah.
Because, like, if you shave up, you cut yourself, and then if you go too far up, like, you don't want to have hair almost to your eye. You know what I mean?
I've seen people literally, like, go up and down with the razor. So, like, you know. Because the razor, when you have it facing down, right, you shave down, but you can't cut yourself when you're shaving up because the razor is pointing down, so your skin's going against the blade, and then you go down again.
Well.
Like, I shaved my neck December fucking 1st because, you know, couldn't go to work.
Yeah, dude, look how my neck is right now. It's on X game mode. I'm actually getting trimmed and everything on Friday, and I can't fucking wait. Like, it's been too long. Here's my thing. So I started getting a haircut. Let's just talk about haircuts real quick.
Yeah, let's because do it.
The thing about Ali Rock is for you guys actually haven't seen long hair Ali Rock. Ali Rock this year changed his style. 2020 was a defining moment for you. You changed your style.
Something like that, bro. I mean, he didn't cut my hair. What was it, 2018, 2019? For like a whole ass year.
Yeah.
And my shit was long to my shoulders.
Yeah, it was long as shit. So growing up, I used to go to an old man barber. Then I stopped doing that. Then my stepmom did my hair and she fucked me up bad. And for those of you guys that know me, you guys know I have a bald spot on my right side of my head. I fell out of a car. Everyone used to think and be like, bro, when the first time I go to a barber or anything, now luckily I've had the same barber for 2 years now. Shout out, O's. See you on football on Sunday, buddy.
Shout out.
Better be fucking open. But, like, anytime I used to go to the barber, I'd be like, bro, who fucked you up? I wish I could tell you, but it's just there. So I've had to work around that, which, like, sucks, but it is what it is.
Okay.
So I started with there. I went to my stepmom, and then when I got into high school, I really, like, didn't cut my hair all that much. I'd get a haircut, like, maybe a month in, maybe 2 months in. So I used to have long, like the hair that I have now, but longer all around. And I'm just going to flat out say it. I went to Sports Clips.
You know what, dude? I'm going to tell you this.
The MVP, dog.
I was laughing my ass off because I was thinking of a story of my last haircut before I got introduced to barbery. But I used to do the Sport Clips or the Great Clips. And there was one time there was So the first time when I had my long hair, right, I went to a barber because you said, like, bro, you have to go to a barber. You have to go to a barber, right? So I went, but I looked up my own barber shop, whatever. Like, oh, I was going to find my own. So yeah. I found, like, this rock and roll themed barber shop.
Oh, my God.
In Vegas.
They fucking go in and they all have mohawks and shit.
It was on Fremont Street. No, and there was one guy there. And this didn't look like a nice, like, barber shop. Like, there was, like, rock and roll, like, memorabilia, like, scattered around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But there's one guy working there too, and there's like hella people. He's like, just sit down there, I'll get you. And I had long fucking hair, and I came to him and I was like, I want, you know, short on the sides, leave something on top to style. He's like, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you want? And I tried to show him a picture. I had like one picture on my Instagram with like me with short hair, and I was like, I want something like this. He's like, do you have another like angle for me? I'm like, no. I was like, just do the best you can. That's what I told him. I was getting, you know, like, I was like, for him being so pissy, bro, and I was going to tip him, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just spending the heck of it, like, $20. It was $10. And I just gave him $20. But, like, that when that started off, like, the hair, because I kind of had, like, a middle part almost.
Yeah.
And then I went to, like, that was, like, beginning of December or some shit. And then for New Year's, I went to go get another haircut at Great Clips, and they had $5 haircuts, like, grand opening.
Mm.
I remember taking this lady, bro, and she started talking to me about her, like, problems with her children.
Oh,
and
God.
She's like, number three around the size. I was like, sure, bro. Like, she was holding my forehead, like, here, and, like, pushing the razor, like, in my scalp. And I was like, oh, my God. And after I walked out of there, like, my shit burns. Like,
bro.
And I was like, I'm never doing this shit again.
Another piece of advice from Coach Jax. I'm a life coach as well. If you're not spending at least $20 on your fucking hair, you're going to get your shit fucked up. I'm just going to tell you that immediately.
No, my shit was so short. I was like, wow. But then I went to O's, hooked me up with the dude. We'll talk about when you're there for like 45 minutes, you know that shit's gonna hit.
Tell them the first story about you going into O's.
This, I've never been into a barbershop like this. You know, this is like,
let's just lay it out there. We're the only white guys in there.
No, not even. No, not when I was there. Like, there's other white clients, right? But mainly, other pigmentations. But, I walk in there, and you know, this guy's like, you're blasting music, whatever. Not blasting it, but playing music. And he's like, "Who are you here for?" I was like, "Carlos." He's like, "Who?" He's like, "Os." He's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Os is here." I tell Jackson this, and Jackson's like, "Dumbass, his name's like Usman."
What the fuck, Usman?
Osman?
That's a fucking fighter, you dumbass. His name is Osmar.
Osmar. If he's listening, he's like, goddamn, fuck this kid.
Yeah. He's no, like, but, I'm never fucking cutting him up.
No, I went in there, bro, and he got straight to, like, he knew exactly. He's like, yeah, you want this? All right. You know, I like that when you can work, because they'll be asking you questions mid-time. Don't be fucking sitting silent.
Here's my thing, though, bro, about Os is, like, for the amount of fucking clients he has, he still remembers my cut.
Yeah.
Like, that's a talent to me.
No, that's
good. And here's the thing about Os is he knows, because he uses the fucking razor as a ruler, basically. And
yeah,
he's like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, damn, I've never seen someone like that.
Yeah, but for my journey with Os, like, I just got that one haircut, and, you know, I don't get haircuts often, so I feel like I don't want him thinking that I was insulting him by, like, yeah, I didn't get a haircut ever again, but, no, like...
he for sure thinks it.
I know he does, but, like, it literally, I don't get a haircut. I get one, and I don't get one for another 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
But then my friend... his cousin's a barber in training. He's like, he'll give you a haircut for free. I was like, well, I'm not gonna do that. We don't give out free shit. Like,
right.
I was like, I'll pay him just so he can practice on me, because I don't give a fuck what my hair looks like, really. Yeah, and I wasn't like dating my girlfriend like at that time, so I wasn't like bugging about it. But, you know, once he practices on me and gets it right, like, I might as well go back to him and just support him coming up, you know, because he's a good guy. So I went to him the first time, and you know, he was like very careful. And I like when barbers like extremely careful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They ask a lot of questions, like, am I doing this right? Is this look good? You know? And ever since that, I've been doing him. I feel like he thinks I rejected him or some shit because no shave November.
Mm-hmm.
But I hit him up, bro, because I was like missing the barber a little bit, you know? Because mm-hmm. hair is like, you almost, you know, I wear a hat all the time, and you kind of like see the hair sticking out of your hat. You're like, ooh.
I'll tell you this, bro. So I didn't, like I said, my senior year, I didn't get a lot of haircuts until I came back from Reno. And the funny, like, I had to shout this guy out. It was our boy Gonzalo. Oh, yeah. Was telling me, he's like, bro, like, because I kept on thinking, I was like, man, I gotta change up my hairstyle. I've had this same shit since I was like seventh grade, bro. I gotta change it. Like, I'm a grown ass man now. I gotta have more
for sure.
A good cut. And he's like, man, where are you going? And I was going to like my mom's hairdresser, which is the guy. And he just didn't really know what the fuck he was doing with short hair. Or honestly, with guy's hair, to be honest. So he was like, man, like, just go to this guy. He's going to take care of you. And I went in, and I remember how fucking nervous I was, bro, because I'm going to just be honest with you guys. Another life tip. If you're a white guy, don't go get your hair cut by another white guy.
Mm.
You got to go with either Mexican or black, because they'll fucking dial your shit up.
Yeah.
So I go in there, man.
They're passionate.
And I remember I'm like, hey, I'm nervous as fuck going. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, dude, I was so fucking nervous because, like I said, I had gone in there and I had never been. Like, have you ever seen the movie Barbershop with Ice Cube?
No.
Great movie. You got to watch it because you'll understand. But I had never been, like, the only white guy in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, they embraced me as, like, the white guy that came in.
Yeah.
For the first barbershop, because I followed guy to barbershop, the barbershop to his garage for a little. Like, I've been with O's for a minute, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, the first time he gave me a fucking haircut and, like, I actually had a fade in my hair, bro, I got addicted. Like, dead-ass addicted to getting haircuts. So I go every 2 weeks, except No Shave in November. This is the longest I've gone without a haircut. And... 2 years, bro.
No, I remember you used to, like, your hair were growing, like, a little bit. You're like, oh, my God, bro, I feel so fucking gross.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I'm like, bro, like, I can still see your fucking scalp.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, so that's been, like, my thing. And ever since then, I thank my ex-girlfriend a lot for it because, like, she ever, like, nitpicked me or anything like that, but she like motivated me to go get my hair cut, and then it came into, oh shit, I should probably get my eyebrows done. So that's where I kind of want to go with the next thing, because I put all my boys on getting their eyebrows done because I was called fucking gay, lesbian, wannabe dyke all the time for fucking getting my eyebrows done. And you're laughing because you know it's true. You get your eyebrows done.
Listen, I don't want to hear it because I went with you the first time to get your eyebrows done. Like, I had to hold your fucking hand. And it was so funny, bro. I'll tell the story, bro, because, like, we were at Maverick and we got off work one day. We got something to eat. And then you're like,
I don't remember this, but.
You don't? And we went to this, but I don't even know. It was a Chinese lady doing it, bro. Mm-hmm. Right down here, down the street. And you were like, yeah, bro, just walk in with me. We're just walking. So I walked in and it was quick. But like, I remember you went to this. She's like, oh, come sit here, the chair. Like, you know how they talk. Come sit chair right here. And then she was asking you, like, you know, are you ready? Whatever. And it was threading.
Yeah, I heard.
Eyebrows threaded, bro. And honestly, it's like she started, you're like, jump the fuck back in your seat. She's like, no, don't move.
Bro, I heard so bad.
And then you kept like doing something that kept pissing her off, bro, because you kept like holding your head and shit. And she like, hold here. Like, she told you, like, move your eyebrows back and shit. Mm-hmm. Bro, she was so pissed off.
Dude, because I was fucking up. Like, anyone that knows. Because
you're very twitchy, bro. Like, I don't know.
I am a very twitchy person. Like, Alex knows many times whenever I wake up, I literally get in a fucking fighting stance because I don't know what's going on. Like, it's just a weird thing about me.
Yeah, bro.
However, I do remember, like, going, and now you jog my memory, but I was holding my hands wrong. Like, anyone that knows, you go to threading, like, you're supposed to hold your eyelid and your eyebrow up so that she can get underneath, because when you first go in there, it's easy to get the top ones, but not so much the bottom ones. And that just goes to show how fucked up my eyebrows were, because like, she was going to town on them, bro. But I remember like closing my eyes and borderline crying because it hurt so fucking bad. It hurt so bad. But having good eyebrows and a good haircut is the cleanest flex you can have.
That's true. Now, do you want to shout out our eyebrow lady now?
Yeah, because
I say our.
Because yeah, thank you, because I put you on. I was called again.
We put you on, bro. Like, you know. Let me just spill the beans, like...
No, not her, but I just put you on eyebrows.
I guess. I mean, I'm not.
What do you mean, dying. You guess? Motherfucker, you weren't getting your eyebrows
I've
done
always,
at all.
I've always been picking, like, was it plucking my unibrow?
Yeah.
But I've never got my eye, like, around the eyebrows done and shit, like, near the end and shit.
Is it a flex? Yes or no?
Not until I got my girlfriend and you're like, I need my eyebrows on, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, I have a... She waxes her eyebrows.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, let me just do it to you guys.
Well, that's the funny thing is because I had told her I was getting my shit threaded. Yeah. And she was like, mm-mm.
Yeah, that's all she said.
And I was like, what? And she's like, why would you do that to yourself? And I was like, I don't know. It fucking looks good. She's like, it hurts. That's what it does. And it grows back quicker. And I was like, okay. And she fucking, I remember the first night she did it, we were at your house.
And you wanted an eyebrow slit.
I can rock a fucking slit and I'm going right back
to it. I'm doing a slit too, dude. That shit's lit.
Exactly. I go right back to it. I think she was the one that recommended it. I don't think I said I want... Like, she was like, you want to try? And I was like, if you fuck me up...
I think I told you I want a slit.
Bro, I'm the one that put you on, okay?
What do you put me on, bro? I had my barber do a slit for me and surprise my girlfriend. It was funny.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on that one? Remember that? The double slit?
That was pretty... I let him experiment, but he grew back. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to do the eyebrows split in half, face ass. That's a line down the middle.
Yeah, because your girl's getting on you about the unibrow and shit. And it's like,
no, well, it's funny.
I saw the unibrow problem, but now I have three eyebrows.
Michelle, they'll tell you, we were like, you know, cuddling with my glasses off. And she's like, yeah, I can't look at you right now. She's like, it's scaring me. And then, like, she started doing, like, waxing her eyebrows. And to me, it wasn't as painful. But for you, I don't know, man. Like... You were fucking there clenching your butt cheeks.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, but the thing is, you're also putting your fucking phone up my ass and shit, too. Like, just fucking with me. And then being like, oh! Remember that time when you're like, oh!
That's what she was, like, doing your shit. I was like, ooh!
Yeah. That shit scared the fuck out of me. But the first time she put that hot-ass wax, I was legitimately scared. Legitimately scared. But she's done a great job, and I'm looking forward to it on Friday. So... Gonna need.
You're like planning your whole day around this. Like, oh, I can't wait. Yeah.
Dude, I'm very much like, I take the way that I look very seriously. If you don't fucking look good, you're not gonna feel good. And I have not felt good for a while.
Okay, I understand.
My hair's long as shit. Like, I'm literally slicking my hair back like I'm a fucking accountant or something, bro, that hates my job and I wear a sweater vest.
Okay. I mean, that's what you portray yourself as.
Here's the thing. Guys, here's the thing.
Go get your eyebrows
done,
yeah.
Get your eyebrows done, get a haircut, change your life. Also, I want to talk about this because this is why I love my barber even more. When I get the whole reason why I've grown out a beard is because he's made my shit look so fucking crisp that I can never do it. Like, I refuse to trim up my own beard because he has made my shit like an outline. It honestly looks like geometry on X game mode. Like, my shit looks like you're finding the hypotenuse of an isosceles triangle, and I just love it. And here's my thing. I am not the most what they would call artistic. Don't be mistaken for autistic, artistic with an R. And so I fucked myself up. And then also my ex-girlfriend, I don't know why, like, I just remember one day when I was growing out my beard, and this is what turned me off from growing a beard for so long. I told her to trim me up, and my shit was, like, raised on the left side, but my right side was drooping down. And I, like, she didn't tell me until I looked in the mirror the next morning. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I went to three classes looking like this. And none of my boys said shit to me. None of my boys said shit. This was in Reno. None of my boys said shit to me.
You didn't notice, bro. It's not like...
Oh, no. It was incredibly noticeable.
Oh, my God.
Incredibly noticeable. And that's then and there when I decided not to grow a beard, but I'm glad I have. I was actually thinking about shaving it for the pod.
You know, I touched my own beard. Excuse me. I shave my own beard. Like, I haven't let the barber touch it because this is one thing about Osen. I don't blame him for doing it, but because I rocked the little goatee for a while. But he was all like, when we leave the sideburns, I'm like, yeah, he just shaves them off. I'm saying, yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's cool.
So that's why you haven't gone back.
No, that's not it. But my other barber, so I shave my own shit. I line it up. Before, I used to trim it down to where it's like growing a lot, but now I'm going to let it grow out. And they always trim my neck beard. And my barber, now, Paul, he was like, who does your beard? And I was like, me? He's like, well, it looks pretty good. He's like, you're doing a pretty good job. Because I always, all those like strangler hairs, I always put the number, what, 5 or some shit, or number 3, I don't know what one it is, but, and trim all those down. Make this shit so nothing looks, you know, out of shape. And same thing with the mustache. I put like the number 1, a little short. Looks good.
See, that's the thing. It's like if I fuck up my beard, I shave the entire thing off. And it's happened
been there.
Before.
I've been there and it sucks.
Not a good fucking
problem. I've been there where I thought I could like trim it down very short. And there's like a patch that I got right under my chin.
Yeah.
I remember this. And I like FaceTime my girlfriend. I was like, what do I do? And she's like, I don't want you to shave it all off. I don't want you to. I was like, I might have to. And she's like, no, just don't. So I rocked the ice. My barber, what did I do? And he's like, just let it grow out for a week. And then I'm back in, and literally a week later, it was like back to normal.
Yeah. See, the good thing about like barbers is that they are actually knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. Like if you find a knowledgeable guy that makes you look good. Like I've actually told a barber, I told Os one time, I was like, bro, like, I don't know what I want, but like, can you just tell me what would look good? And he gave me a good like number 2 fade when I was rocking the long hair for a while, little bit. So... Have a knowledgeable... There's few things in life that you need. Wife, kids, best friend, barber, therapist.
They could be your life partner, you know?
Dude, and whatever. Let me tell you something about the barber. Great talks. Yeah. Great talks. You could talk about sports. You could talk about politics. You know, that's right up Alley Rock's road. You know, there's just a lot of things that you can talk about. It's that's barber fair. Barber talk, barbershop talk, top tier.
Yeah, for sure.
That's some people's own therapy. Some, you know,
but, you know,
people who are afraid to go to therapy.
So my barber recently got promoted. He not promoted, but like he's been doing he got put into a shop, you know, and now to be, I've never had a haircut from him, not in a show, you know, it's always been at home. Either it's whether it's at my friend's house or at his crib. Uh-huh. And now he's at working in a shop. So I kind of got to go there and support him. But I think the at home haircut just hit a little different, you know, for me.
I don't know about all that, but
I like
let me tell you something about a barbershop. You got to find one old man in there.
Always.
If there's not an old man barber,
a newspaper,
not a good one. Not a good one, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. That station, that's their station. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're there for life.
Another thing about grooming, make sure you're shaving the ass. You got to shave your ass cheeks.
We just talked about that.
We can talk about the ass cheeks. The cheeks, you talked about the upper region, the gooch area, and up. Towards the crack.
I told you my girlfriend said she wants to shave my ass.
Yeah, and chest. But well, I do think that you should shave your cheeks.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You gonna shave your armpits?
Fuck no.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah. It stops the sweating.
But, you know.
It grows back real quick too.
Yeah, well, sweating is your body's natural way of, you know.
Pulling off.
Yeah, so why the fuck would you? Stop
because
sweating.
I don't like having pit stains. Who likes having pit stains?
You do have like weird ass pit stains. I don't have that.
Why are we dishing out fucking?
I don't know. I just gotta tell you because sometimes I see
you have diarrhea when you eat sushi.
No, I don't. But what's it called? There's nothing really else to say about shaving. But like, how about when you shower?
Oh,
the process of showering.
Yes, good fucking question. Okay. I get in the shower, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I like don't face my what's it called?
Shower head.
My shower head. I have it hit my back.
Okay. When you get in?
Oh, I get in.
When you get in, you have it facing, or you? Because I get in and I just let it hit my chest.
Yeah. Well, when I get in, I first of all get my fucking face wet.
I have to get my body wet before I can get my head wet.
Oh really? No, yeah. I have to like wake up. Oh. But here's my thing. I have a certain order though.
Okay.
Okay. Hair.
You okay?
Face. Body.
Okay. Let me tell you this. My order is: I walk in there. Oh well, yeah. I walk in there and I get my body all wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get my hair wet. Mm-hmm. Then I immediately go shampoo. Right. I let the shampoo sit on there, and I use the shampoo to wash my face. And I use some of that shampoo.
You use the shampoo to wash your face.
Yeah, what am I supposed to use?
Face wash.
In the shower?
Yes.
I have a face wash on the next to my sink. Before I go to sleep, I wash my
face. Yes, you're supposed to do that and then in the shower as well.
Well, soap is soap. It washes everything. So why would I fucking bug about, oh, I need fucking facial cleanser okay, so in the shower?
You get fucking blackheads up the ass and shit. And then
I don't have black. Bro, this is all blackheads because I wash my face in the fucking shower with shampoo. And then I let that sit, right? And then I put my body wash. Mm. Goes on the chest hair because then you get it all bubbly with the chest hair. Armpits. And then you wash all the way down. Let it drip down a little bit. And get always. And I put a little squirt in my hand. In the ass. Let it like bounce around in the ass a little bit. Like scoop it.
Stop it. Disco party in the ass. Bro.
And then I use some of the shampoo for my head. On my balls a little bit.
Yeah.
Little...
Nope. So I use the body wash for that. But however... So what I do is when I do the body, I go left arm,
okay,
left armpit, chest, tummy, get in the tummy hole, belly button.
Very important. Very important.
There. Like seriously, not a lot of people do it.
Yeah, it's super important.
But you actually have to do it.
It'll stink. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you go in there and you look for some cheese or something like that. And you smell, it's like, ew.
Yeah.
However, go in there, go back up, right arm, right armpit. Legs, back of the legs, back. Wash your fucking back. Mm-hmm. Because a dirty back is weird, bro. Like, if you haven't gotten, like, pimples on your back, like, pimples like that, kind of, like, just weird. And then I do gooch, balls, and then what's it called? My ass. Last.
Yeah, I usually let the legs do. Sometimes, like, you know, every other day I get the legs real good. But... usually, just whatever drips down, then you fuck the legs. You know what I'm saying, dude? Not that dirty anyway.
Let me ask you this: do you wash your hair every day? Because I heard it's bad for you, but I low key wash my hair almost every day.
I think I have to. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I just feel nasty because I sweat like in my hair, like, and I just know it. I don't know what. I don't know if I could go to bed like knowing that I didn't wash my hair.
I can go to bed, but I just can't like go about my day and like, yeah, my hair's greasy.
See, I can't go to sleep going to bed like dirty. I can't.
Well, I can't go to sleep with my hair being wet. That's annoying as fuck.
You can't do that. I've done that.
I hate it. I just wake up because it's kind of like, I don't know, a weird thing about it, but because my pillow's all wet after.
Mm.
And I can't sleep on a wet fucking surface.
That's how you know you sleep good.
But like, I also do the conditioner now since my girlfriend bugged about it.
Yep.
Two-in-one.
I'm glad that she did, bro.
I mean, I just bought it because I got tired of running out of conditioner and only using shampoo for like 2 days.
Two-in-one does not work.
It does. It gets the job done. Like, yeah. I don't know. Uh-uh. I mean, I don't mind doing shampoo, then conditioner, and then or two-in-one. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, no, I do shampoo, then conditioner as well. Because the conditioner makes that shit soft.
Yes.
It's nice.
And then I do the face wash. So my girlfriend put me on. She's all like... because I kind of, you know, I've been waking up with like, you know, little blemishes here and there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you don't wash your face at night.
Yep.
Like, start doing that now. So, you know, she bought me, I forgot what it's called, but like, whatever, wash my face at night real quick.
And see, and the girls all know, the girls all know, like, the good fucking washes too, because I'm telling you right now, like, they'll put you on. They'll put you on some good shit. And that's like, true. Shout out to them. Shout out to all the girls that have, like, put us guys on washing ourselves correctly and the fact of, like, making sure we're taking care of yourself. I'm telling you right now, like, I'm not going to say I'm the most clean motherfucker that there is, but taking care of yourself is like a big thing. I refuse to be the guy that stinks. I may sweat here and there, and I do have pit stains sometimes. I'm not
going to. I will. Dude,
especially when I'm drinking.
Ruin my day if I don't put on Gillette fucking deodorant.
Yeah.
To me, Gillette literally is like fucking armor for my pits, yeah. bro.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of things I am at a party or a social setting, but I'm always the one to gain compliment for how I smell.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you love to smell yummy. Cologne, neck,
so
and then wrist.
So what I've heard about the neck is, you know, girlfriend told me she kisses on my neck, she gets a taste of cologne, it's not too pleasing. Some guy told me to spray twice behind each ear, like the part behind your ear. They'll still get that essence of, like, it's around your neck, but it's just around your ears. Mm. So if someone goes up on your neck, they're not tasting cologne. I've had the complete opposite. I've heard that, and obviously the risk, because those are where the veins are, like, so something about mm-hmm. aroma, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've had the complete opposite. Like, not that I've been with a lot of girls, but every girl that I've been with, like, loves kissing up on the neck because I smell so good.
Yeah, but they don't like kissing up on it if they could taste it.
It's not like I'm putting a fucking overload on
it. Yeah, that's it, bro. Let me tell you a story. So I had this, one of my favorite colognes is like this Lacoste one that my grandma bought me. And I had it in my room. My grandpa stayed over the weekend, bro. Half the fucking bottle's gone.
Really?
And it wasn't cheap. It was like $100 cologne.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? This is my favorite shit. So that kind of pisses me off. Don't overuse.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. I use Aqua de, what was it?
I have a few different types of cologne. I have a cheap one that I use maybe on a daily. One I have a nice one that I do on good occasions, you know. There's one to cover up a few other smells, you know what I'm saying? But
this guy has sex.
Not that. Paraphernalia smells.
Oh.
Yeah. You gotta have it.
This guy has fun. yeah, no, I think it's... So I always do deodorant though first. Deodorant.
Like spray on deodorant? Shirt.
Huh?
Spray on deodorant?
Absolutely not. What am I in fucking 8th grade?
Yeah, some people would do that, but...
Fuck no.
And then you have that... Do you still use the dry deodorant or you use the Gillette gel one?
Gillette gel.
That's the best one, man. Mm-hmm. Change your life, tell me. Because mm-hmm. nothing... You can't fight a sweaty armpit with a wetter armpit, so... Yeah. That's like the logic.
Yeah. And like the other ones, like the dry ones, now they feel good though. Dry ones feel good.
It's not the same.
No, it doesn't feel the same because like the wet ones are like cool and you're like, ooh, like, you know what I mean? You just get that little,
right.
You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Dude, I've been on that, man.
Yeah, and then I just have to like, I have to kind of flap the chicken wings, you know what I mean? Just kind of get some air in there before I put on my shirt.
Jesus. No, and then how about brushing teeth?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a more in the morning brush your teeth, but Dennis told me.
I'm not two times a day. Wake up, thing I do is brush my teeth.
Yeah, same here.
Because I fucking can't stand fucking, what is it?
Morning breath.
I can't fucking stand it.
I agree.
Wash my face and brush my teeth when I wake up.
So the dentist told me that the best, if you're going to wash your teeth only once a day, always do it at night because you fall asleep with all those bacteria on your teeth mm-hmm. and just stays there for 8 hours or however long you sleep. So yep. Just like, you know, just in the morning you wake up, you don't have any bacteria on your teeth besides what you left last night. So just... Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard because you kind of get home, you're fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you forget to wash your face, forget this, forget that. Fuck it. But Listerine, always got to use a mouthwash after I'm done.
I use Act.
Listerine guy. I love when it burns. Listerine just
burns.
That, you know why? Because it's cleaning.
Yeah, it's working. Fucking alcohol and shit too in it.
It's working, bro. I used to do the charcoal toothpaste and like the fucking baking soda shit. Did it work? I mean, I saw a little difference, but it wasn't like, oh my God, drastic what they say. You know, you have to use
the commercials are so fucking misleading. I'm like, I'm gonna be the first.
Most dentists say that charcoal.
I have the best teeth. I have straight teeth, but not the best teeth. But here's my thing: when I brush my teeth, I wet the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Put toothpaste on.
Yes.
Then wet it again, and I always start on my left side.
That's proper.
Left to right mm-hmm. to bottom.
Well, it depends what hand you hold it with. Like you hold it with your right, so start with left. Yeah.
Yep. And then I do. Bottom, and then I go up, down, up, down, up, down, and then I do circles. Circle, 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 circle.
Yeah, I also...
Like, I'm a three type of man, and then here's my thing, you fucking dirty bastards. Wash your tongue.
So, another about tongue health. I heard that if your tongue is, like, white,
mm-hmm.
a lot of bacteria on there, yeah. very bad.
Yep.
If your tongue is, you know, pink, whatever, light pink, you're good. But I bought a tongue scraper because...
Yep.
It eliminate bad breath.
Yep.
I was very self-conscious about it.
Good fucking time.
So I brush my tongue and I use a tongue scraper after. Mm-hmm. And you'll be surprised. I encourage everyone here to buy one. They're not expensive.
No, not at all.
You'll be fucking surprised. Like the shit that comes off your tongue.
Change it out though. If you're going to buy one, make sure you're changing it out.
There's some that are plastic, some that are metal, but you'll be fucking surprised how much shit comes off your tongue, bro. It's disgusting.
And how much, like, better your breath stays clean for a while, too.
No, yeah, you know for sure.
Because I was a... there's two types of people in this world. People that stink and then people that have bad breath. Mm. And we all know the guy that has bad breath. And I've never been either one of them. And, like, I thank God every day for that. Man, I just... Oof. But I... So what I do is I do brush my teeth, tongue, then rinse. Because rinse is just like a nice cool off. I'm like, oof. Like a 5-minute process because it's like 2.5 minutes, like 2.5 to 3 minutes of cleaning my teeth. And then I fucking like have a gag reflex. So I'll fucking go, I'll go yay on my tongue. Like I'm talking, like my mom's like, are you okay?
Yeah, I can't do that, bro. The tongue scraper is for deep. That. I can do it with the tongue scraper, but fuck, what was I going to say? About brushing teeth. You have anything else to add about brushing teeth? Toothpaste.
Make sure you fucking do it.
If
you're using like anything other than mint fucking toothpaste, I judge you.
When I was a kid, I used to do the flavor of watermelon.
And that's why you're a virgin for so long.
Probably. Yeah, but now I look at alternative, like I have a bamboo toothbrush and some like hello whitening plus plaque something, you know, toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Try to get the fanciest shit for my teeth, obviously.
I'm a Colgate guy. I like Colgate.
Mm. Yeah, I mean Crest.
Crest is all right. Crest isn't bad. Like, you know, the Crest 3D is pretty good.
I think is Orbit still a brand?
I'm pretty sure that's gum. That is not a fucking replacement for brushing your teeth.
I mean, it does help.
I mean, it's like a 30-minute. You know what I mean? It's like a 30-minute high.
Also, though, those fucks with the chew, you know, their teeth be fucking raunchy, bro.
Yeah, because. Here's one thing I will admit where I lack is I floss, but not every day.
So what's easier instead of like flossing is actually like difficult, but if you buy those like pick flosses with the
built-in,
it's way easier
and quicker and nicer, and it doesn't hurt as bad. And I have noticed like that does actually make your breath smell a lot better too. Is flossing? I didn't realize how big of a deal
shit
that was.
Stuck in your teeth, but it's gonna obviously be rotten and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm having seeds right now. I'm like, I know for a fact I'm gonna have to go in on. Some fucking brush.
Dude, I used to brush my, cause the dentist would be like, bro, they act like when I go to the dentist, they like fucking pick my gums with the metal thing. Like, yeah, you fucking don't brush. Like, no, you're just fucking.
Yeah, I mean, you're fucking poking my gums. Like, you think they're not gonna bleed?
And I go and I brush my teeth kind of like till they bleed, till I see blood. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Brush. Yeah, that's how you know you brushed them good. Good fucking advice again. That's another treat you deserve, buddy. By the way, we are getting a camera here soon. Starting 2021, we will have what's it called?
YouTube
videos podcast. Weekly. So
we've been getting requests for it, and we're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, because you guys deserve it. It's been fun. What else is a good, like, wiping your ass? Here's my thing.
Let me hear it.
I am I'm a vertical wiper.
Yeah, well, I think who wouldn't be?
I don't know. I've just seen weird shit. But I will admit this is, like, I have to, I go two swipes with the toilet paper, and then I have
the
to get
the same piece?
No, what the fuck?
Damn.
What the fuck?
Like, that's fucked. So this is what I do. Obviously, you have to have two ply.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you have to layer it. I do two squares and I layer it twice, three times
even. Yes, I need it
and
thick.
And then I do it like my middle finger is the lead and it scoops like the asshole. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like
you kinda, like it a little bit too because
like you kind of like little, you kind of yeah, you kind of have to get in there almost to scoop it with your finger.
Yes.
And then
you smell
toilet.
It right after.
So I'm not the type of guy who like looks at his toilet paper shit.
Me either.
Some people
don't need
do.
To. I look at my boogers. I look at my boogers.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
look at my toilet paper shit, but for those of you who like, and I used to do this when I was little, I used to bunch up like toilet paper and try to wipe my ass with it.
No wonder I fucking like streaked.
Yeah, no wonder I streaked, but.
We've all streaked. Let's be real. Dude, I was hooking up with a girl one time and like, she's like, hey, can you like throw me my panties? And like, it wasn't like a lot.
But it was there.
And I was like. So Uber.
That's fucked up.
I swear, like, thank God I didn't like smell anything.
Mm-mm.
Or it wasn't like a resemblance, but I just do remember seeing that and I was just like, okay.
It's you know, it's okay.
I, yeah, I mean
it's okay.
I
you know, One other thing is that's a pet peeve is when you get swamp ass.
yes. And I feel like only guys, well, no, I wouldn't say only guys, but guys majority.
Oh, because like guys, we have hair and shit.
Yeah, and we work and it's just, it's all bad. But back to my wiping because you were judging me for it. So I do one wipe and then I get a new one, wipe again. And then I get a wet wipe because that's
how a you wet wear. Wipe.
Yeah, you've never gotten a baby wipe or a wet wipe?
I have if I had diarrhea, but usually I wipe to like...
No, I have to.
I do wipe. That. I have like a security wipe where I know like, oh, I didn't wipe shit off, but I'm good, you know?
No. I need a wet wipe because that's how you know. And usually there's not a lot on there, but then I'm ready to go back to action.
Okay, if you're at home, I mean, I gotta get wet wipe in a fucking restroom, public restroom.
No, you gotta... Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't shit in public restrooms.
False.
At work, I have.
Yeah.
But that's different. But I'm not going to a fucking like library and shitting. I never shit. I didn't shit in school. I shitted in our ATC, the training center. Everyone did though.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm not afraid to shit in public, but
I am. If you that's do, a big fear of mine. Like the toilet seat. Like that's why I like my toilet seat.
It is scary, but and those like toilet seat covers do not do shit.
No. But the thing is, it's like if you weren't raised to use a toilet cover.
Yeah, I used to be obsessive to the point where I put toilet paper like around the seat. Like
it was like a teepee.
Yeah, bro. Just like. But like I learned that, you know, I actually have to do some fucking cleaning sometimes when I go to the bathroom. Like,
yes.
I have to wipe down people's piss. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
But like, I just kind of like I wipe it down. And I don't put nothing on there because toilet seat has less germs than your fucking phone. If you want to think about true. It, your hands touch more things than your ass cheeks do.
That is true.
But like, you know, also it's also annoying with like, and sometimes it happens to like we do it, but when you can see like shit streaks in the toilet bowl, you're like, holy fuck, like what the fuck like, is going on? What did you eat?
It is annoying because then it's almost like a turn off. Like I've been turned off to shit, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I've been turned off when I'm like, I think I can hold it.
Yeah, I walked into the bathroom like, oh, I'm good.
Well, looks like it's just gonna be number one today. Oops.
Yeah, a little scary.
It's just like it's so important to take care of yourself and like.
No, you know what I want to start doing now, and it's maybe because you know I'm the uncircumcised legend, but I saw this thing, of course on TikTok. You know, when I say I saw this thing, just know I'm referring to TikTok. But he was all like, this guy was saying like, wipe your dick off when you piss.
No.
Yeah, I've never done that, but you know, maybe I should start. Like I don't know, but. Very annoying when you put your dick back in your pants after you're done pissing and a little more comes out. You're like, why? You know? Like, why did that just happen? You ever had that happen to you?
It kind of zoned out a little bit. What'd you say? So it's like...
So like when we got done pissing, you think you shook everything out.
Yeah.
You put it back in your pants and a little more comes out.
Yeah, but I've learned to accept it.
Yeah, you do accept it, but it's just like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that I'm like thrilled about, but I'm also not going to walk around the fucking bathroom because I have a fear... I'm just gonna tell a story. Like when I was at Panda Express one day, this was like when I was five. I forgot to lock the bathroom, and the girl walked in on me. You know how they had those like one bathroom.
Okay.
Girl walked in on me shitting, and like it just traumatized me for life. So I had to like triple lock a bathroom. Like I had to make sure I've locked it four times, just to make sure. But even with that being said, like I just won't walk around fucking butt ass naked in the bathroom. Like I just get so self-conscious about that because like I said,
yeah.
Remember that episode I said the worst way to die would be like shitting?
Yeah.
Like being on the toilet? Like you're just in such a vulnerable state if someone sees you shitting. That's why it's like it's so comfortable when you're dating someone and they know that you're shitting. It's like that's how you know you've made it.
I guess so. Yeah, it's pretty true.
And comfort.
No, one thing is about shitting is those shits where you're like, oh, this is going to be a rough one. And you have to take off your underwear.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
So you, down your
and you take off your
time.
Fucking shirt. You're like, whoa.
I've had a shit where I've sweated. Where I was like, oh, my God.
It's bad.
I've had a shit where, like, you know, it's time where you put your hand over your head. And you're like, oh, my God. here's my solution to people. Avid shitters like myself. Because I'm like a 7-minute shitter. Like, you guys know, like.
Yeah, you don't have to tell this for a while.
I've been a bath... You guys know I'm a bathroom legend, like, where I fucking... Like, if I'm at work and I'm dropping like it's hot, like, I'm not coming out for a while.
It's gonna stink, yeah.
Get a squatty potty, though. I highly recommend.
Do you have one?
I do. Well, not here, but I need one.
Yeah, but I've never heard of it.
But I will get a fucking phone book for sure. Yeah. I don't know if those exist.
I want to try it. Yeah, I want to try that.
Bro, got it back in Ukraine. Loved it.
So back in the Ukraine, the public toilets were literally holes in the ground, like cement holes in the ground. So it was extremely weird, but that position of you sitting where you're like, you know, you're squatting all the way down like ass to the grass. That's where you're supposed to shit. Like, that's how human shit before. So easier to wipe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just dingleberries. Like, just make sure that.
I haven't had dingleberries since like fucking eighth grade. So
if it's predictable, it's preventable.
I guess so. I mean, wash your hands also.
I didn't realize how much I washed my hands until I worked with food.
Yeah.
Like, I wash my hands. Like, now I have like such a stingy thing. Like, if I touch a single fucking dollar bill, I have to wash my hands.
I hated counting the money and shit.
And I have to do it every night. And I literally have to like go and wash my hands right after because I feel so fucking grimy after.
Yeah, money is like the dirtiest thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I always put soap, water, put soap again, front, put soap again 3 times.
Mm-hmm. I don't put it 3 times. I put it twice.
Mm.
But you gotta
twice is better than once.
Twice is better than once is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Like, very true. Some of those people who also, if you walk out of the bathroom and don't wash your hands, like KMS, like go kill yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what's the funny thing though is about hygiene is, you know, I would go to school and I'd smell fucking great, but after a game, and I think it was just because you and I played offense and defensive line. I played defensive line. But I like offensive linemen just have a weird thing where they just smell like fucking shit. And I would smell like shit after a game. And I'd feel like shit because I was just being getting fucking grabbed all night.
Yeah, well, my shit wasn't that bad. Like, because I always made sure it was clean. But, like, some of the pads, like hockey.
Yeah.
When I play hockey, is the worst smell ever. Like, I always still wash my gear. And I do that thing where I soak it in the bathtub and the water was literally fucking, like, black. Brown.
Yeah.
I was like, yikes.
Oh, you're shitting yourself.
No, it was just all that sweat, you know. And all my shit was used anyway.
Mm.
And hockey rash was a thing. Football rash, like when you use from the pads.
Yeah, I used to have that like on my thigh.
Yeah, it's just not fun.
Not fun at all.
But you gotta make sure
you got eczema.
Right.
Oh, dude, right here, bro, look.
Oh, yeah.
These, I was wearing those bracelets for so long.
This, what would you just do? Mm-hmm. Cloth ones? Mm-hmm. You got eczema from that.
Yeah, but I've had eczema since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. Also, you ever had anyone clean your ears out like good? Like, I've done this thing with the candles.
Like, oh, yes, yes.
I've done that before.
I've never done it, but I want to.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know how effective it really is because, like, you probably still have earwax in your ear.
Yeah.
But you can do
it. I do earwax every other day. I'm like on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday schedule.
Oh, yeah. Well, I try not to dig around in there, but I just put the Q-tip in and I scoop up and then push out the sides out. And then I always clean the ear itself.
Yep.
Just in case it gets sucked on.
Well, because I know that a lot of, I don't know if they're dermatologists, but a lot of people like say that doing your ears is really bad for you because it keeps on pushing it in. But yeah. I can't stand like having a dirty ear. You know, when it's a really good, like you've had a dirty ear is when you fucking cough. You ever gone so deep and you cough because it hits your brain a little bit? You're like,
Okay. I've done it before where like, I feel like I punctured like a new level of my ear and I've never done that before again. That was really
young. My ears are really, really sensitive because I fucking have popped eardrums numerous times in my life. Like where I literally had black blood spewing out.
Oh my God.
But like my high school girlfriend one time was like, dude, she's obsessed with doing my ears and shit like that. Like,
okay.
It was weird. And, like, bro, she went so fucking far deep and the fucking Q-tip got stuck in my ear and I started screaming on the top of my lungs. Like, when I see her and I still laugh about that shit.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I was like, bro, take it out. Take it out. It was bad, bro. It hurt so bad. So, like, cleaning ears is incredibly imperative. I don't know how I forgot about this, though. Before we wrap anything up, I don't know if we're wrapping anything up anytime soon.
I think there's one more topic we should talk about.
Clip your fucking nails. Like, I can't stand a dude that has long nails. Like, it's so fucking gross.
And they're
like,
black underneath?
Yes, bro. It's like,
clip your... Same with my toenails, bro.
Yeah.
If I'm doing my nails, I might as well do the extra effort. It takes literally, like, a minute. Clip your fucking
toenails. If I can feel my toenails in my shoe, that's when I know. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, my toenails take a while to grow, like, all the way back.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think I clip my toenails maybe once a month because my nails just don't grow that back. But I'm clipping my nails, like, every other day.
Once a week, honestly, for me.
Like, mine's every other day because I just can't stand having, like, I had the shortest nails ever, and I don't know. Like, I don't go to my fucking nubs, but you know how there's some people that do where you just see, like, weird, like, I don't know. I think I have, like, cute hands. But I used to have, like...
You have normal hands, bro.
I don't know what it was. When I was playing football, did you ever have your shit on top of your hand? Or, like, by your... what is this called right here? Cuticle or whatever? I used to have, like, things where I could just pull them off, like, dead skin and shit. It used to hurt so bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't really have them that much anymore, but it used to be bad, bro.
You reminded me of something really quick. When you said she was, like, obsessed with cleaning your ears.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of, like... how my girlfriend's obsessed with popping my pimples, but pimple popping yourself, like blackheads and shit.
I love that shit too, though.
It's fun to do, but it's not good to do.
Like, yeah, fuck that.
You're supposed to leave it.
No, if I see a white shit on my face, it's gone.
I know. It's not like a look. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Because I used to have really terrible acne. Like, bro, it was like some shit you see in like Accutane commercial. And
Proactive commercial. You never had acne.
Well, yeah, because I took this like extremely like harsh medicine that made my shit so dry. My lips were like crackling dry.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like, I had to get like medicated chapstick and everything. My skin was like, I wake up, dude, it was ashy like as fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh
fucking
my God.
Fucking just peeling dead skin, looking like a lizard and shit.
It wasn't like my skin. It was like, dude, ashy throughout. I licked my finger and I was like, shh.
Yeah.
You could see. I was like, oh my God. But it did the trick. I did it for like, I think it was like 6 months, and like I have clear skin ever since.
Yeah, man.
But I couldn't do it, bro.
Clear skin is a flex too.
Yeah.
I've been one, like this, actually this year, and this is the whole reason why I stopped smoking. And I think, and it wasn't so much just smoking, it was just because I was eating a lot. But I had, I look back at some pictures and I like, there's pictures of you and I was like, oh my God, what was going on with my skin? Like my forehead. Yeah. And I've never had bad skin before. That's like one of the few things I've been able to have. And that was like the first time I looked back, I was like, oh my gosh. And then in football, the shitty thing is I was in a helmet every day. So I would have blackheads, but they weren't like noticeable. But my forehead used to be like kind of like da-da-da-da. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from the helmet.
Yeah.
I used to have that too. The chin strap.
Yep.
Yeah. And people forget.
Now I'm looking right now, but my skin looks like top tier.
Pretty good.
Hmm.
I don't know. Just, you know. Everyone, stay clean, stay safe. Wash your hands, obviously, in COVID and shit.
Yeah.
Also, like my grandma taught me, when you go to the store and buy a can of something or a top, like the can in there, like, you want to make sure it's clean in there. And if it's not, just fucking wash it off with the water really quick. Put nothing in your mouth, and like when you're eating food, the grease around your lips you can get fucking cold sores and like acne around your lips if you don't wipe off the grease.
Use a napkin. We're gonna talk about etiquette. Like, make sure you're like chewing with your fucking mouth closed and shit like that. I can't stand a fucking person that smacks their gum or smacks their food. Like, I will actually tell you to shut the fuck up. Like, that's one of the few things in this world that is my biggest pet peeve is like if anyone chews their mouth open, I can't stand it. Like, and there's always that one friend that does it, like with fucking pizza. I'm like, bro, I will fucking pimp slap you with this shit if you don't stop. Wash your face. Hey, and drink water. I'm telling you right now, you guys want to have clear skin, drink water.
Drink a fuck ton of water. If you want to have a fucking healthy life, to drink water, bro.
Yeah. So like, if anyone wants to know, like I said, I'm not the most healthy person. I do drink. I do indulge in alcohol sometimes, but I don't drink during the week. I only drink water, and I only drink coffee. That's like my binge that I'll have is like a coffee, but water and coffee during the weekdays. Weekend, then you can, like, you only need 2 days of having shitty shit in your body.
Yeah, we should do like a challenge where, excuse me, where you just drink water for 7 days straight and no other substances.
Well, what we should do is next summer or next October, because we're going to keep on doing No Shave November, like, we've agreed on that, right? Next October, let's do Sober October.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's see, and we'll document it. I mean, because Ally Rock has lost so much fucking weight this year.
More to come,
brother. Amen. We can always better ourselves. But today was like Real Life Wednesday. We've done serious topics, and then today was just kind of, and we've done lighter topics about like inspirational shit. But we kind of wanted to just joke around because it's more fun that way. But it's still a serious topic. Like, I do think that we put a lot of good input in there.
A lot of tips and tricks for people, and you know, obviously people have their own style of doing things.
Yeah, and don't be ashamed of like taking advice about some things. I understand that we are not medical doctors or anything like that.
There's probably some things that we forgot to mention.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that like I've had to take advice from other people of like making sure. I just like feeling good and looking good and shit like that.
That's right.
I hope that didn't sound conceited.
I think you're okay.
Okay.
No one's going to get too hurt around here. We have some tough-skinned people on our listening to our podcast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you guys had a good time listening to it. Us talk about our balls.
Yeah. Now you guys know our deepest and darkest secrets.
That's right. We're friends here, you know what I'm saying? Go listen to us on Spotify, please, and Apple Podcasts. You probably are listening to them, so... go look at Instagram at 2 Inches Deep Podcasts. Follow us on the Twitter at 2 Inches Deep Tweet. And catch us up. We're going to do more stuff. I might fuck around and start a TikTok. I don't know, honestly. But we have an episode coming Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. On Sunday with some juicier topics than before.
Yep. Hey, and then be on the lookout for our YouTube. We have one more video planned out for the end of the year, which I... You know, we've written some stuff up. It's going to be a little emotional, but also funny and also, you know, entertaining. Just how 2020 was. I mean, it was a crazy fucking year. We only have maybe 4 to 6 more episodes by the end of the year. And then...
First year production.
Like Ali Rock said, be very tuned to our social media because there's groundbreaking news that is going to be happening here shortly. And then everyone that's in school, finish off strong. I know Ali Rock and I have finals next week, and we are going to try our darnest to pass and do our best, and we're wishing everyone the best of luck, and then we see you on Sunday, right?
That's right. Thank you, guys, and take care.